Hey everyone, this is Matt Hanks from Seymour Christian Church, and I want to thank you for listening to this message. My hope is through this message you are able to grow closer to Christ. Thanks for listening.
All right, glad to see everybody this week after a couple weeks not seeing you. How many of you have been to camp or CIY before? Yeah. Well, before? This counts as before. Before now?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Maybe this is something you do at home too, but has anybody ever done like your highs and lows before? Yeah. So we always used to do this when I went with my church to church camp or like on a mission trip. I've also heard of this called a rose and a thorn, or a happy and a sappy, okay? So, but the gist of it is just like, what's a good thing that happened today? What's a not so fun thing that happened today, right? We saw some of those good and bad things in our game that we played before, but does anybody want to give me a high of this week? A high? Yes, Darlene. That's a great one, yes. Lots of worshiping at CIY. Yes.
Seeing Chloe.
Seeing Chloe, that's a good high. Yes.
Going to BBS and tomorrow I'm going
to swim. Oh, that's fun. Okay, one more. Aaliyah.
Almost
getting. What? An aerial. Oh, very fancy. You can go too. You, yeah. You don't want to go. Okay. Okay. So today we're going to continue our study through some of the Psalms together with Psalm 84. And we're going to read about some of the highs and the lows that the author faces. We already learned part of it, but now we're going to learn the rest. So the description listed before Psalm 84 in your Bible says, "For the choir director, a psalm of the descendants of Korah to be accompanied by a stringed instrument." So the sons of Korah were a choir of Levites appointed by King David to serve as musicians in the temple for worship. So this is the worship band, okay? So the first two verses of Psalm 84 say, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies. I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body, and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God." So the sons of Korah were fired up to go to church, all right? How many of you ever walked into church fired up to go to church, right? Okay, yeah. I want to see some of this energy next week when you walk into youth group, right? So excited to sit down and crack open your Bibles. Maybe you can't even play Nine Square. You're just so excited to sit here, ready for the lesson. I'm just joking. You don't have to. But yes, lots of excitement. Okay, so we're going to keep reading. All right. "Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow builds her nest and raises her young at a place near your altar, O Lord of heaven's armies, my King and my God. What joy for those who can live in your house, always singing your praises. What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord." I'm going to read that part again. "What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessing. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. O Lord God of heaven's armies, hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Jacob. O God, look with your favor upon the king, our shield. Show favor to the one you have anointed. A single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. O Lord of Heaven's armies, what joy for those who trust in you. All right. Why would the authors say a single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else? What does that mean? Why would they say that? A single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. Yeah? To show how amazing heaven is. Okay. Yeah. To be excited to go to heaven. Yep. Yes, Brent.
There, I would think, Jenna, there's perfection there. In that one day, you're experiencing God's perfection and his perfect plan without any corruption. And anywhere else, there's corruption and there's, maybe not his presence. So if you don't have his presence, then you don't have perfection. There's a big difference there. So
absolutely.
I've never seen it.
Yes.
It'd be great. Yeah, one day it'd be great.
Yes, I think those are all great answers. Yes. What is different about being with God's people than any other place and any other people that you're with throughout the week? So what's different about being with believers, whether you're here at youth group, whether you're on a Sunday morning at church, what's different about being with other believers? Yeah, Darlene? Yes, positive people, happy to be around, like-minded. Yes.
It's awesome.
It's awesome as you give your friend a hug. Very good. Did you have something?
It's like you're
happy and you're excited that maybe you have similarities, but you also have similar concerns, but it's fun to have trust. Yes, you can trust your friends. Yes, absolutely. I think those are all great answers too. Here's what I really want you to remember from Psalm 84. As we experience highs and lows, right? Because we have both highs and lows in our life, spending time with God is what keeps us going. So we've learned that when things are confusing or sad or frustrating or scary, we can go to God. I want to share with you a quick story tonight that I was reminded of from reading this passage and just thinking about how spending time with God can keep us going. So right after I graduated high school, I had a friendship that kind of just abruptly ended. I had a best friend throughout most of my high school years. She and I were pretty much inseparable. How many of you have friends like that? Your best friend that you're inseparable? Okay. And so we would drive around our small town together, blasting the music. We would have sleepovers regularly. I had favorite meals that her mom would cook, right? When I would come over. She was a year older than me, and when she came home from college after her first year, she had made some friends and began to make different choices that I didn't really want to follow in her footsteps with. So because we were on different paths, our friendship faded pretty quickly. And I tell you this not to make you feel sad for me or to take my side in the situation or say that she was ever even necessarily completely in the wrong. I'm sure there were things that I did that was wrong too. But I tell you this to just kind of set the stage for some serious hurt that followed for me that summer. I credit God for how he captured my heart and placed a friend in my life who loved Jesus and was pursuing Jesus in my life right when I needed a friend the most. My friend Kelly, who's still one of my best friends today, actually was my friend that he put in my life. So that summer, I dove deeper into relationship with God. I got to serve as a camp counselor for middle school, which was a great experience and I feel like has kind of helped to train me even for being with you as middle schoolers now. I got to go on a mission trip to Kenya and see lots of God's people who are across the world from us, meet them and help to encourage them while they also encourage me in the Lord. I got to worship God through song and prayer and by going to church. And I also made the decision to attend Ozark Christian College to pursue ministry. And so there was lots of opportunity for me to grow in my faith that summer, but then also in going to Ozark, I was able to strengthen my faith through rhythms of prayer and scripture and learning more about Jesus. So I highlighted in my Bible from this passage, verse 11, where it says that God is a shield. Does anyone know what a shield is used for? Yes.
Protection.
Okay. Is that what you're going to say? Protection. What it, like, when did people use a shield? Protection from what? Yes. Water?
War.
War. Yes. What specifically in war? When somebody was trying to fight them. Yes. So they used it to physically protect their bodies, right? They would wear it on their arm so then they could use this arm with their sword. This arm with their shield. You can tell I know a lot about it, huh? Yeah. So I highlighted this and specifically wanted to point out God using this illustration of, or the author using this illustration of God being a shield as it relates to protection for their physical bodies in warfare, because in the story I told about my friendship that ended, I needed God's protection to guide me and help me to heal. Relationship with God is what keeps us going, right? Relationship with God is what? What keeps us? Okay. Yeah. Relationship with God is what keeps us going. Okay. One more time. Relationship with God is? Oh, there you go. That's great. That's great. Okay. We can go to God in prayer from really anywhere as well, right? How many of you are like constant prayers? Like as you walk around, you're just like shooting up some prayers. Yeah. How many of you more prefer to like sit down and fold your hands and that's how you prefer to pray? Yeah. More of those. That surprises me. I typically am more the type that I'm just like, God, give me grace in this, please. God, go before me in this, right? Of course, there's a good need for both types of prayer, but yeah, we can worship God through prayer from anywhere, but somewhere that we can definitely worship him in and also hear from him is at church. What are some different ways that we worship God while we're at church? Yes? By singing, yes. Go ahead. Reading his word, yes. Yeah. Praying, yes. Okay, we have singing, praying, and reading. What are other ways that we can worship God? Yeah. Dancing, I love that, yes. Telling other people about God, yeah. Worshiping him through telling other people. Yes, Darlene.
Listening to a sermon.
Listening to a sermon, yes. Brent. Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely worship when we're being obedient. Yeah, Darlene.
Interacting with other Christians.
Yes, absolutely. So you may not think of playing nine square as being worship to God, but really it's part of it, right? That's part of why we include fun and games in our evenings when we're together, because that's good, a good way to be in community with each other, to encourage one another, right? So yeah, those are great. Okay. There are some other reasons, that we meet together as believers and that we go to church. I'm going to read from Hebrews chapter 10 verses 23 to 25. It says, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." What reasons for meeting are listed in these verses?
Encourage one another for love and good works, to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Encouraging each other for good works, to do the right thing. What else? Yes. Mm-hmm. What else is listed in these verses? Reasons for meeting together. Yeah, go ahead.
To like help move
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Motivate one another. Yes, that's a great reason. Okay, so the ones that I see are God can be trusted to keep his promise, right? So his promise of salvation and eternal life. He can motivate, or we can motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Sarah said that. And then we can also encourage one another. So very good. Just like the example that I gave earlier of when I became friends with my friend Kelly, seeking community in the church is a great way to find motivation to do good works for God and encourage one another in our faith. Why do we need encouragement to get through the week? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because there's sin in the world? Yes. Yeah.
Because we need something to help us move through the day.
Mm-hmm.
And those little Hot Wheels tracks where there's a little car on a Hot Wheel, and then when it gets to like the power station, they power up and they can go strong again. Like, this is my gas tank to fill up and fuel myself to get worn down.
Yes, that's a great illustration. Did everybody hear that?
Yeah.
One of those Hot Wheels cars? That's a great illustration. Okay, so what can we do then? So if we need encouragement through the week, we need this motivation to keep us going, right, which we know that comes from God. But what can we do that can help us to make church a place that others want to come back to each week? Yeah. Make connections. Yep. You can't motivate each other without being connected and talking to each other. Yeah. Yeah. Start with something small, but connect with other people that you see at church. Yeah. Or are you saying other friends that you have to get them connected to church?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, that's a great idea. Just invite them to church. Yeah, great idea. All right, what else can we do to make church a place that others want to come back to each week? How about when your friends come to youth group, right? Talking to them, right? Having fun with them, encouraging them to listen to the lesson, maybe asking them follow-up questions when you see them at school. I know you guys aren't at school yet, but when you see them afterwards, like, what did you think about that? Like, you know, continuing the conversation outside of just this time. So, very good. Okay. What can we do to point others to God when they are experiencing hard things the way that others have pointed us to God during hard times? So, think of a time that somebody's pointed you to God when you were experiencing something hard. Now, what can we do to point somebody else to God? Yeah. Read the Bible to them or with them. Yeah. Or even just give them scripture as encouragement, right? Like, why don't you try looking at this scripture? I like that. Yeah.
You know those people that need like money and then like hold the sign? You can just hand out Bibles, like a bunch of Bibles.
That's a good idea. Yep.
Ask people if we can pray with them.
Absolutely. Asking people if we can pray with them. Asking your friends for prayer requests that you can pray for them throughout the week. You know, we try to do that here in our small groups, right? How can we pray for you? Yeah, those are all great things. Okay, you guys are awesome. We're going to head into our small group time next. And when we go there, I want you to share about your highs and lows, right? Tonight we've been talking about highs and lows that we experience in our lives. And I want you to really have a time to reflect on that with each other. And then that will really help us to grow and encourage you to seek comfort in the community of believers that you're surrounded by every week. So I also want you to think about ways that you can engage with God over the next week to help you to deepen your relationship and allow him to guide your steps. So you have two assignments, highs and lows, and how can you engage with God this week? Okay. All right. We're going to thank God for bringing us together to worship him and encourage each other today. So we're going to go ahead and pray, and then we'll go into our small groups. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for our salvation that's found only in you. God, we thank you for this opportunity tonight to come together and read your word, to be surrounded by others who are on this same path. And God, I pray that the students would be encouraged tonight, and the leaders as well, to continue to seek community, and also to continue to dive deeper into relationship with you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.